أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزلة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. Always that is our niya, that every association Maulana has taught us to make the intention that it is a seclusion. Because you are secluding yourself from the outside world. So whatever you get a reward when you are in a seclusion or benefits, similarly you'll get these benefits as long as you are sitting in such associations. When you make intention, as I said, نويت الأربعين, نويت الاعتكاف, نويت الخلوة, نويت العزلة, نويت الرياضة, نويت السلوك, نويت الصيام. Closing your mouth from backbiting. في هذا المسجد, in this mosque, there are six different نويت الأربعين, نويت الاعتكاف, نويت الخلوة, نويت العزلة, نويت الرياضة, نويت السلوك, نويت الصيام. Seven levels. You need to explain them, or I will ask, I will say the name, Ali will say the name. Nawaitul Arba'in?
40.
Nawaitul Arba'in?
40 days.
What 40 days? I made the intention,
the intention.
Of secluding myself for 40 days.
40.
Nawaitul Arba'in?
No.
Nawaitul Khalwa?
Secluding. I made the intention of seclusion.
Nawaitul Uzla.
I made the intention of
isolation.
Isolation.
Nawaitul Riyadha.
Training. I made the intention of training.
Riyadha is exercise, but not in the meaning of physical exercise, jogging and running and dancing or martial arts or that kind of exercise. No. That kind of exercise is the imitational kind. All these exercises that you see people are teaching in Chinese martial art or Japanese martial art or Indonesian martial arts or Malaysian martial arts or Western martial arts or dancing therapy or dancing singing therapy or all this is a physical training. Exercise for the body, not for the soul. Although they say it is for the soul. For the soul is only that is related to the guidance of awliyaullah, of saints. They guide through different kind of techniques, through different combinations of zikrullah through his beautiful names and attributes that makes you to exercise, to make your soul under an extensive course of exercise, but in a spiritual way, like making your soul jogging, not physically, like you make your body jogging, but it is spiritually jogging. It's spiritual martial art. It's spiritual dancing therapy. It's spiritual singing therapy. It's not the one that we see that they can climb and jump and hide and do things that cannot be done. These have limits. Riyada in Arab, riyada in the terminology of Sufism is riyada to nafs, the exercise, the training of the self, how you be able to control it and over and riding it. It become like a horse that you are riding through this kind of trainings and this kind of association. Martial arts are something that you do with physical body, is not? Spiritual martial arts, or riyada, what we are, without using your body, you use your heart. And you can do more what they can do through martial arts, normal martial arts. If one wali points with his finger to move to a mountain and move his finger, the mountain moves. Why you are looking at me? Why you didn't look at the mountain there? If you look there, you would have seen all this room. This room has been moved. Allahu Akbar. Awliya's power is they can move. Moving mountains is easy still. Moving hearts is difficult. Wali faced with his murid more difficult times to move his heart toward reality, more difficult than moving a mountain from its safe place to another place. You see this earth? It's moving around its axis. Is that? Who puts an axle for it?
That's physics. You have a what you say, illusionary axle, is that?
Hypothetic axle. And Earth is turning. That axle is one finger of a wali that is responsible for us. Under the power of Qutb, that his finger is that hypothetical axle that makes this world turn. And it has to be turning in the right, up to the smallest precision, that not more than what is necessary to be its speed, or not less, for seconds of the time. Whatever time can go, to go to second and what after second?
Micro second.
And less even. If it goes more or less, the whole earth will flip out, will flip down, fall down. That's why Prophet ﷺ said in his holy hadith that the heart of the servant, بَيْنَ أَصْبَعَيِّ الرَّحْمَنِ يُقَلِّبُهُ كَيْفَ يَشَاء. The heart of Allah's servants are between the two fingers of Allah, not real, not physical finger, but the meaning. He turned these hearts as he likes. That's why Awliya Allah, inheriting that power, and the heart of their followers, they move them the way that Allah likes, and is more difficult than moving the earth even. Yeah. to move a heart of a person. And that's why Kutub, the pole, he is a access, a pole, like a big stud. Kutub will be like
pole of countries.
Pole of countries. If that Kutub takes his finger, whole countries will fall down. Means whole earth will fall down. Kutub Bilal. Kutub Irshad.
Pole of guidance.
Pole of guidance. Kutub Mutasarrif.
Pole of governance, administration.
Pole of governance, who is administrating the whole universe. And Kutub Akhtar.
Pole of poles.
That's highest. All of them, these five Kutubs, are like twins to each other. Five dimensions. Then Ghaus is the sixth dimension. Ghaus is on top of it, monitoring them. And he takes directly from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is inherited from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Seven levels, highest, Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So how many Kutubs do you have? Kutub, Kutub al-Bilad, Kutub al-Irshad, Kutub al-Aqtar, Kutub al-Mutasarrif. Five Kutubs. So the heart of the believer is rotating Allah, rotating the heart between his two unphysical fingers, not physical, but symbolic. So Nawaitul Riyadah, we go back to Nawaitul Riyadah. Nawaitul Riyadah is my intention is to be from al-Riyadiyun, means those who can carry everything and take everything. If they stay even 40 days without food and water, they survive. They have that power. If they stay 1 year without food and water, doesn't matter. They don't need it. Because they have, Allah gave them very strong spiritual power, which we call spiritual martial arts. And this cannot be done except through seclusion. Nawaitul Arba'in, Nawaitul Atikaf, Nawaitul Khalwa, Nawaitul Uzla, Nawaitul Riyadh. So when you become that expert in spiritual martial arts, in spiritual art of conducting and controlling the soul, then you begin your journey to seek reality. That's why Nawaitul Suluk comes after. Nawaitul Suluk.
I intend to travel first.
That's only after becoming from Riyadiyun, after becoming trained, a master in spiritual martial arts that controlling the soul. So Nawaitul Arba'in, Nawaitul Atikaf, Nawaitul Khalwa, Nawaitul Uzla, Nawaitul Riyadah, Nawaitul Suluk, the sixth level. So it goes parallel to Kutub, Kutub al-Bilal, Kutub al-Aqtab, Kutub al-Irshad, Kutub al-Mutasarrif, Ghaus, sixth level. Moving together. When these six levels are moving together, five Kutubs with the Ghaus, they bring you with these different six intentions, they bring you to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you are in Al-Hadra Al-Nabawiyya, the divinely presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, it's not easy. By speaking, it's easy. But in reality, to go through these different kind of steps is not so simple. Whatever we are doing, we are not discouraging people from not doing. But we are, whatever we are doing is like moving of an ant, not moving like of a rocket. You move like an ant, it's okay. As long as you are moving, non-stopping, even like an ant, it's acceptable. When Allah's inayatullah comes, Rihu Saba,
when the mercy,
inayatullah, that Allah's care comes and give you that Rihu Saba, the breeze, the freshness of that youth breeze that comes to you, carry you like a rocket and putting you in the divine presence. Because you are moving even like an ant, but you still put near him. You didn't say, no, I'm not, I'm stopping. Some people, they say, oh, we spent 10 years, 15 years. It's the same, okay, same, but you keep. Because this dunya, you have to keep progressing. Like every day you need to eat. You cannot say, I'm not going to eat. You didn't reach yet ar-riyadiyun, the level of to have this spiritual power, spiritual exercise. You didn't reach that level, you don't need food. No, you need food. It's necessity. Allah made Sayyidina Isa to eat food. Allah mentioned in Holy Quran. How you say he is son of God, or you say he is God or the Holy Spirit, where he is and his mother are eating? If he is God, he doesn't need to eat, because when you eat, you go to bathroom. Allah goes to bathroom. Astaghfirullah. So they used to eat food, Allah said in Holy Quran. How you are describing them as they are, as he is God or son of God. God needs to eat. If God needs to eat, then the food is God. Is that? Because he needs something. What you need is your master. So if you need food, your food at that moment is your master. Riyadiyun, they know that reality, they don't eat. They train themselves that nothing can be their master except their Lord. They are not slave or servant to anyone, to anything. That's what meaning Riyadiyun, the spiritual exercise. So if Sayyidina Isa needs to drink, that drink becomes his master. Or else he's done. So how you can then describe God as eating and drinking and not only that, going to bathroom? Anyone eat and drink has to go to bathroom. So, you cannot say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in need for anything. Everyone else is in need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these six powers move together with these parallel to these awliyaullah, these five kutubs and the house, and they take you to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All this has to be based to be able to exercise that. You have to be able to be humble. We go back to that, what we said in the previous session, that humbleness is the most important factor in order enabling you to do what is very difficult for others to do. And you have to leave completely al-i'radu an al-khalqi fil ikbari wal idbar. Al-i'radu an al-khalq fil ikbar wal idbar.
You have to stay away from people in
fil ikbar,
meeting them and leaving them.
Means you cannot depend on anyone in anything in your going, facing others, or in your turning away, giving them your back to back. Means complete disconnection. You cannot connect to anything in this dunya, or else you will be associating something with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to completely disassociate yourself from anything anil khalq, from creation. And your guide will guide you how to be able to do that. Without the guide, you cannot. So the guide is the teacher, and that's why the teacher teach you how to reach the understanding of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by taking you to the city of knowledge, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ana madinatul ilm. I'm the city of knowledge, Prophet said. They take you inside that city. And then you begin to observe that reality which Prophet observed it when he went into Isra and Mi'raj. In the night of Ascension, he saw that. So you begin to see that with that binocular that they are giving you. Aynul Mushahada.
The eye of witnessing.
The eye of witnessing things. Ilmul Yaqeen, Aynul Yaqeen. Aynul Yaqeen, the reality of witnessing, of seeing. They will give you that. They will throw in your heart and you begin to able to see. By what? By completely in that. Nawaitul Arba'in, Nawaitul Atikaf, Nawaitul Khalwa, Nawaitul Usna, Nawaitul Riyada, Nawaitul Suluk. And the last one is what we said after Riyada, spiritual exercise, is the to seek the path. There where you are going to go on the rail track. That rail track, like Maulana Sheikh, may Allah give him long life, he is the engine of that train. Take you on the rail track, directly on that journey. How many obstacles do we see on that journey? He wants you to antadhuka al-mur.
Wants you to taste bitterness.
He wants you to taste the bitterness. The most bitterness that you can imagine, he makes you to taste. And then he checks you. Are you taking it or not? Is it still sour or give you more sourness? Allahu Akbar. when they are, they want to show you bitterness, they are, I cannot say the worst bitterness they show you, but they have been trained to turn their faces away from you to make you to feel that you don't want to live anymore on earth. To that extent, they throw you, then dump you down. And then they look at you, oh, well, what he's doing? He's still faithful to us, or he's running away? What we felt of bitterness? Yet, all these are candies. What do you think when your sheikh said to you, I'm taking my ba'ah from you, I'm throwing you, I'm dumping you, don't talk to me? Is that bitter or not? Can you tell again? They make you, they crush you into pieces, make you like a dust, and then not only dust, and they begin to step on you under their feet to make that dust to be blown out from under their feet out. Because when they jump on you, they make like a air wind in, on that dust, it began to fly, they shattered you into pieces. So you have to leave everyone, disconnect yourself when you are going meeting people or when going back. Means keep your heart always connected to your Shaykh, from your Shaykh to Prophet, from Prophet to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْرِضَى عَنِ اللَّهِ فِي الْقَلِيلِ وَالْكَثِيرِ.
Be pleased with Allah in little and in
And to be always pleased with Allah, with little or with too much, the same to you. Balance them. Don't say, come, I lost half of my pension. She took everything from me. Well, has that happened to you also? Yeah. Or men cheated women, their wives, and wives cheated their husbands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, balance. Be peaceful. If it was yours, it would have stayed. If it was written there on the preserved tablets that this money is going to be for you, no one can take it from within your hands. No way. But it's not written. Allah, you plan, and Allah the best planner. Allah planned that this money has to move to this hand. He moved it. Now he moved it in the way you like or dislike, that has no difference to Allah. That money has to move. That's to go. It moved. You have to say, Ya Rabbi, thank you. Still you are giving me breath. I'm living still. Money goes and comes. But health and breath and breathe doesn't go and come. You are not, you cannot guarantee when it goes out or comes in. So Allah might be took that money out from you to clean you, send you to paradise at the end, if you are patient. It's difficult. That's why I'm saying, when we say it like that, it's so simple. But those who are experiencing it, is not simple. And that's why we say, the one who is counting the whips is easy, But the one who has been whipped, difficult. So, those who are being whipped, it's very heavy and very difficult for them. They are in pain. But in pain by saying, Ya Rabbi, we need only your rida, your satisfaction from us, to be that you're happy with us. That's what counts. That's what we need. And so to be happy with us in the little what he gives you or in the much that he gives you. Balance between both. وَالرُّجُوعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ.
To turn to Allah in hardship and in need.
And to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in hardship and in ease. He knows better. He knows what you are trying to achieve. So turn to him. If it is difficult, he wants it to be difficult. If it is easy, he wants it to be easy. Awliya Allah, they realize that by training. We do not, because we don't have the enough training. That's why doctors, they don't let them to begin to heal or to check patients until they make residency. Not only what they have learned theoretical, they train them. Or else they might kill the patient. So training is most important in Sufism. Speeches and lectures is like nothing. But you benefit. You benefit 5-10 minutes, half an hour, you are listening to lecture, happy, and then you're finished. But where is the training? Training is what makes you to be always understanding where you are putting your steps on a solid basis. You know this in the circus, these people who walk on sticks, very high. What you call them?
Tightrope.
Walker. If they, no, not everyone can do that. It needs training. To balance, these people has to balance the good and the evil. They have to balance everything in their movement. If one of their movement is unbalanced, they fall down. You see, and this is how big is that? What's you say?
Tight rope.
How big is it? Huh? No, how nothing. It's at least like that. Stick. Huh? It might be how many inches? Three, four in diameter inches. That they can walk. And they are how many? The height? 10 meters, 10, 15, 20 meters, and they still put for them net for safety. If they fall, where they fall? In the net. What you think about Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path which Allah is going to put a bridge from the place of judgment day, from that place where Allah judging all His servants, to paradise, passing over hellfire. With that, it is said for believers is going to be as wide as dunya or more. For unbelievers, it's going to be as tight as a hair. To walk on it, how you are going to walk on it. And there is no net. What happened? It falls down. You cannot balance yourself because your amal is not balanced. So what is needed is that training, spiritual training, riyadh. People are running from one dojo to another dojo. For what? For training. And they call it spiritual training, some of them. What spiritual training? It's physical. It might give you an idea about spirituality, but it's not real spirituality. Real spirituality has to go into the hand of a complete, perfect sheikh. Through awrad and through azkar. Through prayers and through all kind of different ways of recitation of Allah's beautiful names and attributes and reciting and reading Quran. وعليك أن تعلم أن أفضل الأعمال ترك المعاصي.
You have to know that the best of deeds are leaving disobedience.
The best, you have to know that the best of amal is when you leave the al-ma'asi al-batina.
The inner disobedience.
The hidden or unseen sins. Unseen. When you do something wrong, ma'asiyah, we say in Arabic. Disobedience. Disobedience is ta'ah. Forbidden. Or disobedience. When you leave the hidden ones, not the seen ones. The seen ones are easy to leave. Because everyone is looking at you. So you try to leave it. But the hidden ones, the hidden forbidden, the hidden disobedience. لأن الباطنة المعاصي الباطنة لأن الباطنة إذا تركت كان صاحبها للمعاصي الظاهرة أترك.
Because if the one who leaves the inner disobediences, then for him it is he's more strict with leaving the apparent disobediences.
If he leaves the disobedience or the forbiddance that they are hidden, that person, it will be easy for him. That for sure, for the disobedience that they are seen, are far more for him easy to leave, and he already left them, because he is leaving the hidden ones. Means the one who is not leaving the hidden ones, if you leave the one that you are only seeing, disobedience, it's very difficult to leave the hidden one. But if you begin to leave the hidden one, it's very easy to leave the seen ones that you can see. And the hidden ones are too many. There are more sins hidden than sins not hidden. Awliya Allah, angels are checking every hidden intention, bad or good. If it is bad, they don't write it because it is still intention until it is act on it. If it is good, they write it for you. Allah's mercy. In Mecca and Medina, if you had a bad intention comes to your heart, it will be written there. That's why it's very important in Mecca and Medina to take care of not having bad intentions, because the intentions will be written there, not like other places. Allah's mercy also, if you commit a sin, angels will not write it. They wait 24 hours. You might repent. If you don't repent in 24 hours, they will write it there. If you repent, it's not written, as if it does not exist. And that's why every day it is an order for us to at least to make 70 times istighfar a day, or 100 times or 300 times istighfar, asking Allah repentance from all our sins that we have made during our life. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ سَرِيرَتُهُ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ عَلَانِيَّتِهِ فَذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ.
Whoever is inside is better than his outer, it has been granted a favor from Allah.
So whoever his inner side or his spirituality is better from what he is showing, from what is seen, that is a favor and grant from Allah, and we will explain that next time. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحِ